If I asked you to name a river in London, England, you probably could. You might say the Thames, and you'd be 100% correct. But naming a second river in London might be a different matter. Few British people could do that. And that's because over the years, the many rivers around London have been polluted or covered over so that today they run under busy streets. Fleet Street, the famous thoroughfare that was home for many years to Britain's newspaper industry, was named after the Fleet River, which still flows underground now, although today it's a sewer. Groups in London are working to restore and revive many of London's rivers. They're mostly not grand rivers, nothing like the Thames, but they're rivers nonetheless that sustain wildlife and a variety of habitats. And so, fish are returning. One group is hoping that otters will eventually return to one location. These rivers once thrived, then they didn't. But given assistance and encouragement, many are coming back. What gets lost can be reclaimed under the right circumstances. See, many people, once they've made big mistakes in life, feel there's no coming back. A moral fall, an embarrassment, shame, something public. It's easy to think you're done. But you don't want to think that. Look at this promise made by God to his people in Joel 2, 25 and 26. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. God is in the business of restoration. If you need to be remade, God wants to do that work of remaking in your life. If you let him, he will. It's fascinating that in this one corner of the United Kingdom, there are people working to bring rivers back to life and all the blessing that comes with that. Yield your heart to God, and God will restore you completely. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.